I just wanted to read the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that we are standing on Turtle Island and the traditional territories of the Mississaugas, of the New Credit and other peoples from them. The Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee, we further acknowledge that indigenous peoples of this land have been treated unjustly and suffered at the hands of a continuous colonialist project. We oppose the racist government policies and public attitudes which maintain this inhumane situation and repeat it every day. We demand honest truth and true reconciliation, beginning with the process of restoration and government actions based on the land rights and human rights of Turtle Islands, indigenous peoples. Fighting for people of Palestine means fighting also for people of Turtle Island. A statement of principle is, and I want to make it clear to all those who might be, all those fake journalists who are here to twist your words, to make you speak and not completely document or videotape your full answer, I want to make it clear to them that we are Canadians from all walks of life and religions. We are deeply concerned about human rights and justice for all. We support Palestinians in their peaceful quest for freedom, democracy, and an end to the decades-long illegal occupation and colonization of Palestine. We oppose all forms of bigotry and racism, including Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and anti-Palestinian hate speech. We oppose Zionism, but not Judaism. We reject the claim that Zionism and Judaism are one and the same. We believe that the goals of Zionism are discriminatory and are profoundly inconsistent with the values of Judaism. We condemn in particular all acts of violence against civilians. As conscientious Canadians, we demand that our government fulfill its international legal duty to ensure respect by Israel of the Geneva Conventions and other applicable international laws. We call on Canada's government to impose peaceful sanctions on Israel until Israel complies fully with its international obligation. And brothers and sisters, just few statements of caution. There are people roaming over here calling themselves journalists. They are not journalists. They are here to provoke you. They are here to make you say and do not record or publish your full answer. Do not waste your time on them. Do not waste your time on them. They should have and could have had a lot better things to do, but they are just standing over here opposing us, opposing the people who have gathered to raise their voice for the justice for Palestine, to raise their voice against Zionism. So the irony is that we are standing and we are saying that we are against killing innocent children, and they are here opposing us. Shame. Over the years, Al-Quds Day has been targeted with many falsehoods to discredit the event and our purpose. Just recently, Toronto City Council passed a motion which can be used to negatively affect this event. The Ontario legislature is doing something similar, pretending to fight hate, racism, and white supremacy. They're targeting pro-Palestinian events like Al-Quds Day rally and others. They want to shut down our voices from being heard. But guess what? That will never happen. Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
Palestine will be free.
all general people attending Al-Quds Day are responsible for proper behavior and for keeping our event peaceful, as is the intention. In order to keep our event from being abused, we ask you to do the following. At the slightest indication of trouble or someone who's making a threat or acting strangely, please report to an event marshal in yellow vest. If you see an incident which troubles you, please video record with your smartphone and let an event marshal know what you witnessed. Very important, there are few people circulating, and I'm repeating this again and again. There are few people circulating in the crowd with microphones and cameras, pretending to be journalists or with the media. Do not speak or give interviews. These are fake journalists creating false news. They will take your words and twist against you in this rally. As you can see the picture, this is one of them who do not have life and come over here and pretend to be from any news, whatever.
Just save me, Palestine.
So let's let them hear what we are here for. With me, one voice. Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea! Palestine will be free! Long live! Long live!
Palestine!